We are being told in the KSL 24-hour news center, and as we go about around looking at all the crashes and the delays this morning and this afternoon, you have to be more careful around the plows. You have to go behind them. Maybe a lot of people forgot because we haven't had them out as much this winter. Here's the thing. UDOT saying that two of their plow drivers were hit this morning. One hit by a semi-truck in Salt Lake City. Another one hit by Echo Junction. And that plow driver had to go to the hospital. But he was later released, just kind of banged up there. They're saying, again, give them plenty of space. Stay behind them. And then another note about plows. You may be asking, where's UDOT? But are you thinking about the right road? They're working their best on all the state-owned roads, the freeways, the highways, those kinds of things. Your city and neighborhood streets are done most likely by your city. And they have different rules and a different priority list. Some neighborhoods may not get to 2 to 3 days after a storm. They also have rules there where, check, for example, you should have been told by your city if you have rules about where you should be parking, on what side of the street, on A or B day, how long you have to get off the street because a plow needs to come through, all those kinds of things. Businesses and parking lots and schools have their own plow drivers as well, working on those things on their own time. Schools canceled or closed rather because of President's Day, so not as much worry there, but they want to get that all cleared and the salt put down so it doesn't ice over for Tuesday morning. A lot of businesses I've seen out today with their own plow drivers working as well to clear it off of those parking lots. So again, UDOT says get plenty of room, and of course that goes without saying for the other plow drivers as well. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.